Hey friend, December 24th, Christmas Eve. Hopefully you're getting excited to celebrate Christmas tomorrow morning. Here we're going to see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and also the word. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So here Jesus says, I am the way. He couldn't have made any clearer. Jesus doesn't say I am a way. I'm an option. If when it comes to like the buffet of spirituality, like always are kind of equal, and I'm sort of one of the roads. All roads lead to the same place. He says, no, I am the way, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Here's what we see about the gospel. It is both inclusive and exclusive. Like, it's inclusive, meaning that it's for all people everywhere. There is no person or people group that is outside the scope of the gospel. Like, Jesus came not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles. He came for the nations. He came for those who are near, for those who are far away. Like, he came for every, to give every person on the planet an opportunity to repent and believe. So it's inclusive. It includes all people. The gospel message goes to every person. But it's also exclusive because only those who repent and believe are saved. Only those who say yes to Jesus are the ones who are going to get to be with the Father, because he is the only way. There's only one road, and it's Jesus. And to make it even more emphatic, he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Like, there's no other way. It's only Jesus. And the reason that is not because Jesus is somehow mean. It's because you have a sin problem, and the only way to deal with your sin is through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Like, there's no way outside of that. You can't be a good person. You can't chant enough or do enough. It's only Jesus that your sins are forgiven, and you have his righteousness to stand before God the Father. He's not only the way, he is also the truth and the life. In other words, he is truth. He defines what truth is, and truth is found in him, and he is the life. And so just know that there is no way to get to God except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he also is the Word. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, I think John is doing a few things when he says, in the beginning. So it's drawing the Jewish mind to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And think about, God spoke everything into existence. And Jesus, in the beginning was the Word. That speaking agent of God, when God spoke, it came to be. That is the Word. That is the Word who became flesh. That is Jesus. So Jesus was there when God the Father created the world by speaking. You have the Spirit hovering over so creation is a Trinitarian act. So we see Jesus is the Word, but also to the Greek mind who'd be reading this letter, who John is penning this in company of, they would have understand the Word as the Logos, sort of this reason and sort of what's orchestrating and organizing the world. So they had this idea of there's this sort of spiritual sense of the Word that is making the world make sense. And Jesus says, hey, to both of you, to the Hebrew and to the Greek, Jesus, he is the Word. He's the one who actually created the universe and gives it order and meaning. And notice, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So you have the Word with God. The language is face to face with God. And the Word was God. Here we have one of those beautiful Trinitarian verses where the Word, if you scroll down a little bit, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We know that's Jesus. So the Word was with God. So Jesus is with God, and Jesus is God. So a declaration that Christ the Lord, he's with God. He's in relationship with God. He's face to face with the Father, and he also is God, shares the same nature as God. So we can see that God is one, yet in three person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So Jesus is the Word, and he's the Word that's also the way. The way that gets us back to the Father, and there is no way outside of him. So as you think about Christmas tomorrow, when you celebrate the birth of Christ, notice that you are looking and beholding the way and the only way back to God.